Welcome to the Global Usui Virtual Retreat. I'm Pamela Miles, and I'll be your facilitator. Each week, I will post a meditation in which we will explore a different aspect of our practice. You are, of course, welcome to dip in and out of the retreat as it suits you, but those who practice daily will find that each week's exploration builds on the discoveries and the deepening of the previous week. So I invite you and I encourage you to find a time every day to practice. And as you practice, remember the global community of Reiki practitioners and students who are practicing with you. As we practice Reiki regularly every day, we strengthen our health and well-being. Daily Reiki practice creates a strong container to hold the gifts that Reiki brings us, so we can carry those gifts and offer them to the world. Let's start the retreat this week by contemplating Reiki as a healing practice. In my conversations with Reiki practitioners from various traditions, there seems to be consensus that we cannot direct Reiki, that we simply offer the Reiki connection. Although we cannot direct Reiki, we can direct our awareness. And one way we can observe the benefits of our Reiki practice is by watching through the lens of healing. Where would you like to experience healing in your life? Would you like to feel less anxious or depressed, or more courageous? Would you like to be more connected to joy as you go about your day? Before we start practicing, I'd like to offer you an optional exercise. If you like, choose one quality that you would like to either strengthen or that you would like to have less of. Perhaps you would like to feel less anxious, or maybe you'd like to have more patience or more motivation. Once you've chosen your quality, each day, at about the same time of day, rate yourself in that regard on a scale of 0 to 10. It's very simple, and it's not at all a matter of giving yourself a grade. But some people find it helpful to measure, and if you are one of those people, this exploration can be very motivating. Each day, write date 1, or day 2, or day 17, and then choose the number from 0 to 10 that best represents your current experience of joy or whatever quality you've chosen for that day. Put your notes in a box or a drawer, and don't look at them until the end of the retreat. If you decide to do this, please let me know if you found any change. When you're ready, you can go on to part 2, in which we will start practicing.